Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 343 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about the College World Series. It's been very exciting so far. We're going to talk about a docuseries that Melanie has watched and loved. We're going to do a little update on what we've been reading, as we have been doing all summer. Just a whole lot of fun in store. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is a second episode about Hard Nose. This time we focus on our Patreon listeners' Hard Nose, and we laugh a lot. We also have a live Q&A coming up on June 27th. And if you haven't stopped by our Amazon store lately, Melanie went through a couple of weeks ago and really updated things again. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo, and it's a great spot to see so many of the things that we love and love to use. Alrighty, y'all, here we go with episode 343. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I just told Melanie, if I've ever doubted my SEC loyalty, this afternoon has proven to me that it runs deep and it runs true. Because
okay,
I have been watching Stanford and the Tennessee Volunteers play baseball, and I have cheered for the Tennessee Volunteers like somebody was paying me to do it, which maybe they are. I don't, you know, that maybe that explains it. Maybe there's a cash incentive. Because no offense, Vols, but Tennessee, not my favorite SEC baseball team, but I have been cheering for y'all this afternoon, and y'all just came back to tie it up, and so we'll see how it plays out.
Okay. I feel like I have been cheering for LSU. Like I have an affinity for LSU. I know that at times there are, at times they're our big rival, but I'm also like, I can't help but like them. Tennessee and Florida, I'm like, nah. Like last night I was cheering for Oral Roberts. I like an underdog. You know what I mean? Like I like the underdog story. So I feel like Oral Roberts, I know Wake Forest isn't really an underdog, but it feels like they're not normally a baseball school. So I've kind of been cheering for them. I don't know. It kind of depends on my mood too.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been cheering. Well, I cheered for Stanford in their first game, and then they lost.
Yeah.
And then I've cheered for Florida. Listen, state fans, as a general rule, not a huge fan of Florida, especially not a huge fan of Florida's coach. It was interesting last night to watch people kind of react to the way that Florida game went down, because it got very dramatic, full of dramatical happenings at the end of the game. But I just decided I'm going to cheer for the SEC teams. But of course, LSU is my favorite. LSU, and I saw this morning in the Rocco's Jello Shot Challenge, they have, I think, the record for the number of shots over the course of the entire World Series is like 30,000 shots. And they're sitting people have done 27,000 Jello shots so far in all schools.
Wow.
But LSU this morning was sitting at 12,000 of those, almost half.
That feels right. That feels right. That feels like not a surprise.
Yeah, but all the games have been so great. And Melanie and I were just talking about how much we love just having the option of great college baseball to watch at nighttime. It's been delightful. And I love the analysts that call the World Series. I like every individual group for different reasons. And it's really fun. So
yeah, it's fun. But it comes at a time. Well, number one, I'm going to tell you that we've been under a heat advisory every day in San Antonio for the last 7 days, and it's about to suck the life out of me.
Well, I saw earlier this afternoon, I saw the heat advisory for North Texas that's in effect the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, if North Texas is getting it like y'all have been getting it, then is the whole state just going to catch on fire?
It is. We're going to implode is what's going to happen. There's going to be some sort of like heat explosion. And it's really not, you know, that it's like they say, it's not just the heat, it's the humidity.
Well,
like
100%. Yeah.
It's so humid. And so it adds to it. So it'll be like the temperature outside is 99. The heat index is 128. You know, it just feels hateful outside. And so what a great thing to be able to sit inside in the air conditioning and watch baseball is what I'm saying. It's a gift because you don't want to be outside doing anything. Like I had to go mail back a bunch of packages today and that was about all the outside I needed for the rest of the day. I was good.
Yeah. A couple of trips through a parking lot and
all set. And I just feel like I'm cooking. And I think it's one of those that, you know, once the College World Series is over. So as of today, because Aggie football posted today, we are 75 days away from the beginning of Aggie football season. So it's like you'll get through the rest of this week and then you're going to be at like, let's say, 68 days until football season starts. And so it's kind of a drought, you know, it's a sports drought.
Well, if you were of a mind to drink the A&M Kool-Aid, really, yes, it's when you would start to get revved up. But as we all know, you're not going to drink the Kool-Aid this year.
No,
supposedly.
I'm not.
Supposedly.
No.
So it's going to be a long stretch for you, because what are you going to do if not drink the Kool-Aid? Where do you put your energy? How do you handle that?
I don't know, but I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm going to believe it when we see it, even this week. And I will say it was big excitement this week because the 2024 opponents came out. And so what we learned was we will be playing our nemesis, the Longhorns, at Kyle Field in fall of 2024. We will be playing the LSU Tigers at home in the fall of, and we will be playing, as you know, the team that I'm perpetually in a fight with, Notre Dame.
Which,
at Kyle Field in the fall of 2024.
That's what you can start doing in between the end of college baseball and the beginning of football season, is you can just be mad about that. You can just get more mad about that every day. You can fuel your Notre Dame fire for 2 months if you want to. You know, that's a good constructive place to put your energy, I think.
Yep. Well, and I'm going to tell you, it doesn't help my fight that I'm in with Jimbo that he knows nothing about, because I'm like, Jimbo, I'm going to need you to pull it together, because what I'm going to need is for us to not lose those three games at Kyle Field in 2024. So this is your chance. Like, you've got to get it together. Like, this, we got to get all our ducks in a row. This isn't the kind of year where I need us to lose to Appalachian State. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to pull it together, because I can't have us lose to the Texas Longhorns in the first rematch in football that we've had since 2011. I can't bear it. I don't want to think about it. It makes my stomach hurt to kind of think about it.
What's so funny to me is, you know, SEC fans are all over the place about the additions of Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, you know, they're some are like, bring it on. Some are like, no, enough is enough. Yeah. 14 is plenty. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah.
But when those 2024 schedules came out, I feel like across the board, across the conference, everybody was like, well, this feels like a level up. This feels like what was crazy hard just got like a whole lot harder. So everybody's schedule looks like the SEC woke up and chose violence. Everybody's schedule is terrible.
That's exactly right. Well, you know how I feel about it, because you know our friend Catherine texted us like a picture so we could see what it looked like with the two new name additions like hanging on the flags, and she was like, here it is. And then she was like, also, I got food poisoning. And I was like, probably the Longhorns, you know, like probably.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say they probably came in and tainted the whole thing is what has happened. So welcome. But it's, I will terrible. Say, shout out to Catherine, because you know what I did get in the mail this week? A real cute SEC camouflage hat.
Oh, it was very kind of her. Very kind.
I know, it really was. And it fit like a glove, and it's just, I'm real happy about it. So it'll be it'll make the summer bearable for me.
Well, you'll appreciate, this afternoon as I was watching baseball, I got one of my favorite messages I have ever received, ever, from one of our listeners who is a Tennessee fan, but got in a fight with other Tennessee fans over their regional. And got in an online fight with them.
I love it.
Because she's lived in Mississippi for a long time, and she didn't appreciate the way that these two men online were talking about Mississippi and particularly about USM. And so I can't tell the whole story because I didn't ask her if I could share it and I don't want to give it away, but I cannot wait just to read the whole thread to you when I see you later this week.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Because they were trying to act like they knew something that she had actually better intel on because her son was a college baseball player. And then she had like a trump card she was able to pull at the end. So she won the fight. And anyway, she said she made the best comparison though, because she said, I feel like Tony Vitello, who is Tennessee's baseball coach. And I'm in a fight with Tony Vitello and he doesn't know it. But she said, I feel like Tony Vitello is kind of Lane Kiffin-ish. She said, because right now I really like him. She said, but then he'll move on and he'll go somewhere else. And I'll think he's the most horrible coach that has ever coached. But I said, well, it's funny that you mentioned this because I've been sitting here trying to pinpoint as I'm watching this game, what is the nature of my disagreement with Tony Vitello?
Yeah.
Like, where does it all, and there are several incidents that don't merit me repeating, but I will say, I think the biggest one is he's still trying to have baseball hair as a baseball coach. And I don't like it. You don't get to have the flow once you're no longer playing the game.
Yeah.
And he's still holding on to the flow. And I resent it a little bit, but it's fine. I've been the bigger person today and I have cheered for him and his team.
Good for you. Well, between the flow and the fact that he is, in fact, wearing the uniform, as baseball coaches do.
That's right.
At any given time, he's ready to go. He's ready.
He's ready to go.
They could call him in. They could call him into action. Maybe it's because it gets so hot this time of year, but I feel like if there is a time where I'm going to be productive and check a lot of things off my list in terms of stuff I've been putting off, it is going to be summer. It is the perfect time to take a fresh look at your financial planning. If you have been meaning to get life insurance, but you've been putting it off, now is the time. With Fabric by Gerber Life, it's quick and easy to help protect your family's future so you can get back to enjoying life. Life insurance can have a bad rap for being complicated, but Fabric makes it easy to apply with a seamless digital experience. It's all online and on your time. And if you need extra support, Fabric has a team of licensed insurance agents that can answer questions along the way. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply, to see your quote, and then personalize your quote to fit your family's needs. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Fabric is partnered with Gerber Life, trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Fabric was specifically designed to give parents like you affordable term life insurance, plus wills, access to college savings funds, and more tools to help protect your family's financial future, all in an easy online experience. This is what it looks like to be a grown-up. You can protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/bigboo. That's meetfabric.com/bigboo. M-E-E-T fabric.com/bigboo. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices are subject to underwriting and health questions.
So what's been going on with y'all?
Well, we had a fun weekend. So on Thursday night, we had a little birthday party for Perry's godfather, who he's very close to. And and so it was his 89th birthday. And so we hosted a little dinner party over here. And then Caroline and her boyfriend Grayson came in to be there. And so that was really sweet. And then they stayed with us for the whole weekend. So we had the kids here. And so on Friday, we went out to the Hill Country Hyatt because it's so hot. I was like, what do? Mm-hmm. When it's this hot, you know? And so we went out to the Hill Country Hyatt and we floated the Lazy River, and that was great. And had a really good time doing that. And until it got to be about, it was like, we were like, it's really nice out here. Like in the shade, it's not too bad. And then it got to be about 3:30, 4, and we were like, it's time to go. Mm-hmm. It's time to pack
That's
it up.
Right.
Like we're done. Mm-hmm. But that was super fun. We went and ate Mexican food Friday night. And then Grayson actually had to leave and go to a wedding on Saturday. And so we just had Caroline on Saturday. So that was great. And hung out with her. And then on Sunday, just went to church for Father's Day. And then my dad's side of the family. So my dad has two younger twin brothers. And then, of course, they have kids that are my cousins. I'm the oldest cousin on that side. But they had like a little family cousin reunion over at one of my cousin's houses yesterday. And so we went to that.
Oh, goodness.
I know. Listen, we were very busy. We were very busy.
Goodness.
I know. So I got to see.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. So I got to see cousins that I just, you know, because everybody's so busy. Like, it's not like we live that far apart, but just in the day to day, I mean, everybody's got kids and, you know, jobs and they're busy. So we all got together and did that yesterday. And then that was it. And then just have watched baseball in between. But I have had, okay, I'm going to go back and revisit something that people may remember me talking about like a year or so ago.
Okay. But
this is just a thing. So with Caroline and Grayson being here this weekend, the way our living room is set up, like we have a couch that's super comfortable. But the thing is to have like four people sitting on the couch feels awkward. You know what I mean? Like it.
100%.
Right.
At that point, you've been set up for an interview, yeah. And there's a camera person on the other side of the coffee table.
It's too awkward. And then the couch faces the built-ins that have our television. And then we have two chairs, but those chairs face the couch, so they don't face the TV. You know, so it's for conversation, is what I'm saying.
I know exactly where you're going.
Thank you.
I could I could be a GPS right now for where this conversation is headed because I know right where our destination okay. is.
So, mm-hmm. you know, so what I'm back on the mm-hmm. quest for, what I woke up this morning with a single-minded yep. focus is I've got to find some swivel chairs. We've got to mm-hmm. get some swivel chairs. I used to want them in like a peacock blue color. I don't even know that that's the color I want anymore. I just want like really okay. comfortable. They can't be huge because our living room isn't huge, but I want them to be mm-hmm. comfortable. Mm-hmm. I want them to be chairs that people want to sit in. You know what I mean? Where it doesn't feel like okay. you've got, because the chairs mm-hmm. that we have are really pretty, but they're not like, oh man, I love sitting in these chairs, you know, and then you have to mm-hmm. turn them. So anyway, if anybody has any recommendations on a moderately priced, like comfortable, like mm-hmm. fairly stain resistant because the dogs, Mabel loves to walk by a chair and wipe her mouth on it like it's her own personal napkin.
Yes. So one of her more charming qualities.
Yes. Among so many of her other charming qualities.
Sure. Sure. I have two.
Yeah.
Here. That you're welcome, because Melanie's coming here tomorrow. You're welcome to sit in them and just see. And they were very moderately priced, but we didn't get them because somebody was going to be in them all the time. We got them for David's office, mm-hmm. but I love how they look.
Okay,
and they were not super expensive, but it may give you and they're smaller, so it may okay. give you a good benchmark. So
okay, that's good.
You can sit in them, and you and David can have a meeting. You know,
oh,
he
maybe
can sit
so.
At his desk and yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And then you can write them off on your taxes because they were, in fact, work chairs.
That's right.
They were
you can say,
equipment.
I brought my philo fax. I have my philo fax.
Yes. It's time for a meeting. It's time for a meeting.
Yes.
So anyway, I've kind of been looking. Crate and Barrel has some that look pretty good. But, you know, chair to me is the kind of thing I want to try before I buy. Like, you don't want to just get it here and be like, this doesn't work. It's not comfortable. And then I was real sad. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. What's happening?
I don't know. Somebody's delivering something. Okay. A leaf fell. A cat walked across the driveway. I don't know.
Maybe she heard about Mabel wiping her mouth on a chair and got jealous.
Maybe she did. My guess is a FedEx truck is going down the street. Is my guess.
Danger.
Because this is not quite as urgent as when somebody is actually delivering something.
Okay.
But she could hear a FedEx or a UPS truck if I covered her ears. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's really in tune with that particular vibrational system.
Yeah, so. Well, it's understandable. So anyway, but then mm-hmm. the other part of this is, and then I'll quit talking. I texted my friend Kim Wolf, who has the HGTV show, who, you know, helped with my bedroom or basically did my bedroom redo last year. I texted her this morning and said, hey, do you have any swivel chair recommendations? Here's what I'm looking for. And she said, oh, you need to come to our sale. They're having like their inventory sale this week. She was like, come by there. We have a lot of different swivel chairs, but you know when it is? It's going to be Thursday and Friday and I'm going to be gone, which I wouldn't trade my trip, but I'm just sick that I can't go because she always has really cool
yes.
stuff. So,
I mean, could you send Gully in your stead?
I might. I've thought about that because I thought about sending Perry, but that feels like I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know.
I'm going to intervene right here because I know what I would get
yeah.
if I sent David to pick out chairs, and okay. it would be something with a cooler in the armrest
yes,
is what
it.
I would get.
That's mm-hmm. it. I would end up with a recliner. I would have a recliner.
Uh-huh. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I may send Gully to go over there and take a look because I'm real curious and I would love to see. But then Perry is going to be the one that he's going to be like, well, these aren't very comfortable. So part of me says, but then it also goes into, I want Perry to know what a chair cost? Probably not, you know?
Mm-mm.
So,
no.
Because right
Mm-mm.
now he doesn't know.
No,
he doesn't
know
what chairs cost.
You need for Perry to think that chairs cost $199. That seems right.
Mm-hmm. That's it. He doesn't need to know what chairs cost. It would just depress him. And so anyway, that is the story of the chairs. And that is where my mind has gone this week, is that now I'm on a swivel chair mission that hopefully mm-hmm. I will be able to fulfill. But if anybody's like, man, we have these ones that I love. And I don't want just like the little, like it can't be like a little club chair. It's got to be like a true comfortable with a back, a real mm-hmm. back kind of chair that people mm-hmm. want to sit in is what I'm okay. looking for. So,
okay. So are you thinking you want a darker color? Are you thinking, I'm trying to think in terms of the dogs, what's your best option?
I don't know, because in theory, like I've seen some that are, you know, because our couch is a dark brown leather. So yes. I hate to go super dark because it just feels like then it would look so dark. Mm-hmm. And then we've got green, like kind of Kelly green accents. So I don't know. I mean, dark would be great, but I keep being drawn to these like off-white chenille, like, mm-hmm. you know, like something like a lighter mm-hmm. thing. But yeah. there again, Mabel.
I know. So that's what ours are. They're okay. kind of a cream colored chenille, but it's also not a high traffic area for Hazel. It's not anything she would ever sit in. And we have poofs yeah. right in front of them, so she can't jump mm-hmm. in them.
See, that's our dogs wouldn't jump in them. My mm-hmm. other problem is that sometimes Perry, when I'm sitting on the couch, he likes to come in from a morning of landscaping and he sits in those chairs facing me when he's dirty.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I probably do need some sort of darker color. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's where I am.
I just had a flashback. I haven't thought what? About this in years. But, what? You know, Mama and Daddy always had a huge garden when I was growing uh-huh. up. God, I hadn't thought about this in forever. And Daddy would come home and he would change clothes and he would go get in the garden. And without fail in the summertime, I totally forgot about this. Mama would go get an old sheet and she yes. would put it in his chair, like across the uh-huh. back. She would tuck that thing in over the arms every single day so that when he sat down, he sat on that sheet and didn't yep. make his chair dirty. So that's yep. all you need to do.
Just get a sheet.
Just a sheet. Yeah. But she did that every day. I haven't thought about that in forever, but that was because yeah. she was just like, he's just filthy when he comes in from the garden. Mm-hmm. So yep. she would cover the chair and
well, here maybe that's what I need to do. That's what I'm really looking for is what can I do with just a sheet draped over it?
Yeah. Because what you want to do is make more work for yourself. That's really the objective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So what did y'all do? What's been going on there? It is officially summer, which as everyone knows, is also the time of year where you are most likely to hear your kids say, "We are so bored." So here's what's gonna help you out, KiwiCo. Every month, KiwiCo delivers crates packed with fun and sparks creativity with kid-friendly topics and activities. From engineering robots to learning about the science of cooking, there's interesting topics for every kid and real hands-on skills to explore. You can discover subscription lines for infants and toddlers, preschoolers to teens and beyond. It is amazing. This is going to be your summer lifesaver. I wish that they had this when Caroline was younger. You can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to your door. These are real projects that your kids can work on with high-quality materials. There's something for kids of all ages. They can discover the science of magic to engineering a domino machine and more. I think as a parent, it can be so hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged and off their screens, especially during the summer. And KiwiCo does all the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together or doing something on your own while they do their project, because everything they need is going to arrive in the KiwiCo crate. It's genius. Find the perfect hands-on project for your family at the KiwiCo store. There's no subscription required. You can get 20% off any store crate with promo code BIGBOO at kiwico.com/store. That's 20% off any store crate with code BIGBOO at kiwico.com/store.
Let's see. Last week, I went to Minnesota. I've never spent any time in Minnesota. I've been to the airport in Minneapolis, yeah. but I've never spent any time there. And so I went to meet with my publisher for the next book, and it was very helpful and very fun. And so June's been a little cuckoo because we had New York, and then you and I met in Boston, and then I had the Minnesota trip, and then we're doing a yeah. writing trip this week so we can try to make some good forward progress on our books. And so, but I was enamored in Minneapolis with the weather. I just could not get over it. I could not. And mm-hmm. I know it gets hot up there. I understand that. But you got to know, it's not what we deal with down here. Like, it just, when yeah. I went outside to meet my car to go to the airport Friday morning, I thought mm-hmm. I could have a light wrap out here. You know, like, I'm a yes. little chilly.
Yeah.
And my mm-hmm. Lyft driver arrived in shorts and a sleeveless shirt because it was just like, to him, I think it was just yes. tropical. So it was, yeah, summer. It was summer, but it felt so great outside. It was delightful. So that wow. was a pretty quick trip, full of delays at the airport because there was weather and there were mechanical issues and all that kind of stuff, but it was still a good little trip. And I have decided this is with these series of, I don't know, weeks of being on planes. Here's what I've decided. Mm-hmm. You know how we love that Maya Chia super serum that comes in the tin?
Yes.
And you were saying like yes. you just, there are times where I don't want anything except just to slather that stuff on my face. I want yep. a little travel size container of that, like the size of a Carmex little.
Oh, that would be
but
good.
I want a thing yeah, of Maya Chia really in good. That, like a little Carmex kind of thing so that I can scoop it out when I'm flying and rub it all over my face. Because you know how your skin gets so dry when you fly? And yes. they used to always yes. say in 17 magazine growing up, like, you just spray some Evian on it.
Yeah.
But I just want to go in the restroom at the airport and rub some Maya Chia on my face. And I feel like I'll be in good shape for the flight. But
yeah.
anyway, by the time I got home on Friday night, because it had delays coming out of Minneapolis and then a delay in Atlanta, and I got home and caught up with David and Alex and declared that what I wanted to do more than anything the next day was to cook some vegetables.
Yes.
Because I feel like I have just had pistachio nuts and cashews, mm-hmm. you yeah. know, that kind of stuff really for the better part of a couple of weeks. So David and our friend Joey were doing putting this cover over our deck. I can't explain it, but it's cool looking. It's okay. kind of like a canopy almost because we're just getting hammered with golf balls. Melanie knows this, but our house is on a golf mm-hmm. course and it's on a fairway that's pretty late in the golf game. And so by the time people get to that tee, they've had a lot to drink.
Yeah.
And
their aim may be off is what you're saying.
Their aim may be off. And we have replaced a storm door. We replaced a dining room window. We replaced a storm window on our deck. And then the same storm window we just replaced got hit again. And so David was like, I'm going to create an obstacle, a barrier on the deck.
Oh, that's good.
Because if they slice it, I think that's the right way, or shank it. Okay. I don't know. And my daddy said, it sounds like you just got a bunch of bad golfers on that golf course. I mean, I said, well, that may be true, but that doesn't help us.
No,
you know?
No.
So David and Joey were putting this canopy thing up on our deck to help break golf ball trajectory. It was real hot outside, but here's what I'm going to tell you. I went to the grocery store and I bought so much corn. We ended up inviting Casey to come over, Joel and Ash. Sam was home. Joel and Ash are at the College World Series. And then Steph and Joey came over and I made beef stroganoff. I made black eyed peas. Oh. I made corn. I made cornbread with pimento cheese in it. I made collard greens. Like, I just wanted that kind of food. Mm-hmm. And then David made homemade ice cream. And he also made, because Melanie knows this, David's family had a bakery when we were younger. And David worked at the bakery in the summers. And so he really bakes better cakes than I do.
Yeah.
He's patient. He's exact. He made a strawberry cake that was so delicious.
Oh, that sounds good.
And so anyway, it felt like just the best way to remind myself of how fun it is to be home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they just hung out for a long time and we laughed. Oh my gosh, we laughed.
Oh,
so
I love that.
It turned out to be a really, we missed the kids because
yeah.
they were all in different places. Alex was at work. Ella was in Auburn. Anyway, but it was so fun. So we did that. And then we celebrated Father's Day. And now we watched a ton of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm gearing up because you come here tomorrow.
Yeah. Listen, I'm excited. I have not packed. I have not packed, not mm-hmm. even Not even one thing. I did go pick up a larger size. At first, I was like, I'm just going to bring a carry-on. And then I was like, you know what? Why? Why am I just going to bring a carry-on? I'm going to go for a full-size suitcase. Just because I think it's going to be a little bit colder. When I say colder, but I'm like, I may want some sweatshirts, you know? And so I was like, I don't want to. And I know that I could fit everything in a carry-on bag because Perry was like, literally, what are you going to be doing? What do you need to pack? But I was like, it's the 5-pound toiletry bag is what really hangs me up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we're not going to be here, to be clear. Yeah. Like if you were coming here, it would be different, but we're going to a different location where it will be cooler. And so I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm thinking, can I get it all? But I mean, I'm here, so I can pack a second bag if I need to. But I just, I thought, like, the sweatshirts take up room, but we're going to need some sweatshirts, and I'm really excited about it.
I know, me too. And so that's kind of why, and I like to pack in a way that I don't really have to stress. I feel like the two trips I've been on this summer to Boston and then our trip to Jackson Hole, I felt like I really had to strategically pack to have room in a suitcase. And I enjoy the thought of just being able to like free for all. I'm just throwing stuff in a bag and I'm going to have some room to spare, hopefully. I don't know. It just, that feels freeing to me.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know. I'm very excited that you're going to be here.
I know, me too.
We'll get to go to dinner here and then we'll leave on Wednesday and we're going to be so productive and we're going to write so many words and hopefully those words are going to make sense. You know,
I really hope so. I'm like, I have been so, I don't know what it is. If there's something in the air, maybe it's because it's so hot, but like my brain just feels tired, you know, like my brain has just felt tired. And so I'm really hoping that it decides to use this opportunity to wake up, that it gets the memo. Hey, look alive. Look alive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have some tasks to complete. So, but you and I have both set word count goals that we would like to meet while we're on this trip. So,
yes, we have.
You know, Lord be a word count is what I'm going to say.
That's exactly right. And then I don't know about you. Well, now you do have more stuff you're going to do this summer, but July, I'm just home. So I've done all my traveling in June. So anyway, so this is the last hurrah for me for summer. And then I'll be home July and August, it looks like.
Yep. Yep. You crammed a lot in. You did. I mean, I feel like your June has been nonstop.
I know, but it's been good. You know?
Yeah.
And I always remind myself, too, it's been hectic, but it's not the same kind of deal as when I was working full time at school and would have a little run like this, you know, like that was a whole different level of being tired. So this is much better, much more enjoyable. I did read a book coming back from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. I saw it when we were in Boston at the bookstore and, you know, I read everything in the Kindle app on my iPad. And so it's called Bad Summer People. Mm-hmm. And there was not one person in that book to root for, but it was it was so much like an 80s nighttime soap opera that I couldn't put it down.
Interesting.
They were very miserable. They were all very unhappy. They were, there was not a person you could look up to or aspire to be. I mean, it really is kind of a soap opera-y book, but anyway, but I read that and finished it. And now I'm reading a book that I think is going to be my book club book for July, but I'm not 100% sure, but I'm probably 95% sure. So I won't say it yet, but I do like it a lot. And then I also bought a book that I think you're going to love and I'll show it to you when you're here because I think it's your kind of book too.
Oh, is it about World War II?
No, but here, let me just read the thing to you.
Okay.
The book is called, I got to pull it up. The book is, Did You Hear About Kitty Carr?
Oh, I have that book. Gully just finished it and gave it to me. I just borrowed it from her, but I haven't started it.
Well, when I saw a multi-generational saga that traverses the glamour of old Hollywood and the seductive draw of modern day showbiz, I thought, okay, this feels like a Melanie book because it involves somebody named Kitty Carr Tate who bequeaths her multi-million dollar estate to the St. John sisters.
And so this sounds right.
Yeah. So, maybe we'll both be reading it when we're on our trip. Maybe that'll be our we can have a little mini book club.
Yeah. A little. Okay. So that may change because what I was going to bring, that's so funny because the book, I had ordered this book back in June and sadly I had it sent to, the end of May. And I had it, Caroline and I share, you know, she gets on our Amazon account and orders stuff for herself to go to her house. And so I had ordered two books that I had sent to her house. and so... which was real unfortunate. I kept thinking, what is taking so long? Like, why are my books not here? And then I was like, oh, because they're in College Station. So she just brought me, and this one I've really been wanting to read, but it's called Go is a River, and it's by Shelley Reed. Okay. And it is set amid Colorado's wild beauty, a heartbreaking coming-of-age story of a resilient young woman whose life is changed forever by one chance encounter. A tragic and uplifting novel of love and loss, family and survival and hope. And I was like, well, that sounds great.
Yes. A family saga.
Mm-hmm. A family. You know, I love a family saga.
I know you do.
But this, listen, it's that this is inspired by true events is what I'm going to tell you. And it's a story deeply held love in the face of hardship and loss, but finding courage, resilience, and finally home where least expected. What it means to lead your life as if it were a river, gathering and flowing, finding a way forward, even when a river is dammed.
Yeah.
And so if you think I didn't.
I know. You're going to read that book in 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to read it so fast. So, So bring it, but you're going to need another one.
I know. So I'll bring Kitty Carr too as my backup. But, you know, also I'm thinking I probably need to be writing more than I'm reading. But I'm not going to ride on a plane. So
no. Oh, no. You're not a machine. My goodness.
I can't. Well, and I might have somebody reading over my shoulder, you know, like I'm like, yes. I can't be working that out with somebody sitting next to me. So
no, not at all.
Now, I will say that something I watched over the weekend, and I'd had a bunch of people recommend it to me. I think my friend Amy Case had told me about it. But I watched Brooke Shields' documentary on Hulu, Pretty Baby. Have you watched it?
I have started it, and then we went to New York, and I still haven't picked it back up, but I want to.
Okay, I really liked it. I find her very likable. She comes across as very, very likable and very normal, and I just think reading, because, you know, she was such a pivotal, I mean, I feel like Brooke Shields, I mean, that was such a pivotal person in our childhood, you know, that we always heard about growing up, and she was always in the news and people were always talking about her. And so it's just been really interesting to hear her tell her story of like what she went through and what that was like.
It's also interesting. I think this really struck me when I watched it, the little bit that I've watched is to see her the way we saw her as children, but to see that as an adult and to go, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real problematic.
Yeah, because at the time, you know, when you're a kid, you don't have a huge frame of reference for, or you might hear an uproar about something, but not really get it.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a huge uproar about different parts of her career and, you know, about the Blue Lagoon and all that kind of stuff. But you don't get it. And so now as an adult to look back, I mean, I really was like, oh my gosh, she was a child.
Yeah.
She was a child. Yeah. It kind of overwhelmed me a little bit, and just in terms of how different the perspective is to look at it now. Mm-hmm, and I watched an interview with her and Drew Barrymore, and I think it really just popped up in my TikTok, and they were talking about how when all the Me Too stuff happened, they didn't have words for it because of what they went through as children. You know what I mean? Like they felt like they saw and experienced so much, they almost couldn't speak up about it. Cause I think in some weird way, it makes you feel complicit. So, which it was really touching to watch the two of them talk about all that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I really do want to watch it because I think one, she's brilliant, you know, besides the fact that obviously she's gorgeous and has been her whole life, but she's really smart and seems to be really insightful. And, so it was interesting just the parts that I saw just to see her process some of that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. Well, and I think when she and Drew Barrymore, because you had sent me that article about Drew Barrymore and had me read that, and I was like, they were that first, and I remember you heard about them, where their moms were such this dominant force in driving their whole career, but their moms were both so unhealthy, you know? So they were dealing not only with being these kids that are thrust into these very adult situations, but they had moms who they were dealing with stuff at home too, that was so dysfunctional. Yeah. And so it's just so interesting. And then on a more shallow note, one of the things I love about watching Brooke Shields is when you do her modern day, she, to me, now listen, she's gorgeous. She's always been gorgeous. But I think she's doing such a good job of she's aging so beautifully. Like, she looks very natural. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure she's doing some stuff, but there's nothing about her that says, I get a lot of filler or I have a lot of stuff done. She just looks, she looks very age appropriate, like gracefully and still gorgeous, but clearly a woman in her 50s. And I admire that.
Yeah. Yeah. I even thought when I watched, I thought it's almost like with Drew Barrymore's mom and Terry Shields, it's almost like they walked so Chris Kardashian could run, you know?
Oh, like, that is the truth.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's a little bit of like, they were the, like the first momagers that we heard about.
Yeah.
And nothing, mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with taking charge of your kids' careers, but golly, do you have to be a healthy individual for that to work out okay, you know? Yep. And yep. And what we've learned, and that article I felt like with Drew Barrymore was so insightful, just about the level of unhealthiness she was dealing with her mom and yes. the level of dysfunction in her family. So anyway, okay, well, that's a good incentive for me to get back in it. So
yeah, I really enjoyed
back
it.
Up again for sure.
Yep, yep, really enjoyed it. So
okay, well, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. So, okay. So I know. Well, listen, my first one is one I pulled this out in Boston when we were together and you were like, what is that? So it's a lip balm, but it's also like a lip gloss, but I use it, like I'll put it on. I keep it in my purse always. And I use it constantly throughout the day. It's so hydrating. It's so moisturizing. It has just a little bit of a, it's not menthol is the right, but it feels cool when you put it on your lips. Like it just, it's just really, really good.
It looks great too, which is why I said something, because it's got just a little bit of iridescence to it. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't just look like you've got something super glossy on your lips almost.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's got a little dimension to it. Now, what color are you using?
Well, right now I have the original. I did, before that I had the Mango Mousse was the first one I ever bought, which looks kind of a little orangey, but they're all really sheer. So in the whole scheme of things, I don't know that you could, there's like a watermelon, and then I think there's a, like, I don't know. The original is kind of just a glossy, pearly white color, but it doesn't go on white. But I think that's the iridescence. But I like them all. And they really are just, I mean, you can wear them by themselves and they look good, but there's not a ton of color with them. It's like a sheer kind of color, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. No, that sounds great. What's your second one?
Okay. So my second one is, this is another thing. This has been a longtime favorite. I have partnered with them in the past. I love them, but I put them on this morning and I thought, you know what? I love these. They're the only socks I want to wear. And they are my Bombas running ankle socks.
Yes.
They're an ankle sock. They are so comfortable. They're so cushiony. They're so supportive. They are more expensive than what I ever thought that I would necessarily pay for a sock, but I love them so much that I never want to be without them. Like, they're just a great workout sock. They come in lots of colors. I just love them so much. I highly recommend them.
I feel like too, I feel like you've been on a Bombas thing for a while. Like this, you know, like they've been a little true blue for you.
Yeah, they for sure are. Like, I feel like I like my smart wool socks for like winter stuff. And like when we were hiking and doing all that, that was great. But like my Bombas socks for like working out and throwing on every day and wearing with my sneakers are my absolute favorite. They also have great no-show socks. I just really like them a lot. So,
okay. Yay, Bombas.
Yay, Bombas. The next thing is, so we had Maya Chia actually reached out to us because they had heard us talk about how much we love their serum, which we do, their press serum. And they sent us a couple of things. And one of the things that they sent me was this Maya Chia Ultra Luxe Face Oil Serum. Listen, y'all know how I love a face oil. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just is so good. This, for me right now in the summer, like when I put it on my face at night, which is when I've been using it, because I do my normal vitamin C and stuff during the day. But after I wash my face at night, I put this face oil serum on and it feels like I'm at the spa. It smells so good. It's so hydrating. It just, I feel like it makes my skin, I wake up in the morning, it feels like I have a little bit of a glow to me.
Yes.
But it's not super greasy. It's not super oily. It doesn't feel too heavy. I cannot say enough about it. I just adore it. It's so good.
I've even thought about, and I may do this. I may do this tonight. Mm-hmm. I've even thought about putting it like way down on my chest and across my shoulders. You know what I mean? Like, just because I feel like that's such a tricky area to hydrate sometimes, and especially before bed. I don't like the feel of lotion necessarily there, but I thought, I bet that oil would feel good. So I'll keep you posted on that. But
okay. But all right, let us know.
It's good stuff for sure.
It is really good. I love it. And I feel like those Maya Chia products are some that now that I've tried them, I'm like, there's sometimes where I'm like, well, this is fine, but this has like become like, oh, I never want to live without this in my life. I know. Like it's so good.
I know. It'll spoil you rotten. It's real good.
Yeah. It'll be on repeat for me. The next thing is this 2-piece linen short set from Amazon. I am not bringing it for our trip because I'm hoping the weather's going to be too cool to wear it. But I'm going to tell you that I bought this for myself off of Amazon, and it has basically become my uniform in this heat advisory weather because it kind of feels like you're wearing pajamas, but it's not pajamas. But it's a super lightweight cotton. It's drawstring shorts. It like barely touches your body. It's just real like loose and drapey and comfortable. I wore it as a cover up when we went out to the Hill Country Hyatt on Friday. I threw it on over my swimsuit. I mean, you could wear it to dinner with a pair of sandals. You could wear it to run errands. You could wear it around the house, but it looks great. It feels great. It's super cool. It comes in a gazillion colors and it's $35 is what I'm telling you.
I'll tell you what, I'm adding to cart right now. I will tell you that I'm going to get the color that apparently, I think that says Y blue. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe does it say Y blue? Yeah. Y blue, or it's just, or I'm getting blue. The blue.
Y blue. Yeah. I see it. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. It's so good. It's just a really good summer throw on.
Well, proceed to check out. I believe I will. Thank you so much. I haven't seen this. It's so cute.
I hadn't seen it either. And then I was looking because Caroline actually asked me, she was like, I need some sort of like cover up or something. And so I started looking and then this led me to this, which she did not care for, but I was like, add to cart. I'm getting that immediately. And I've now ordered it in another color. So I have it now in the rose red and I just ordered it in the black because I just felt like I'd like the black for just a good basic look.
Thank you so much for that.
Well, you're so welcome. And then my last thing is yet another facial product. I saw this Kathleen Jennings Beauty, who I love to follow on Instagram. She mentioned this. I was able to get it on Amazon. I added to cart because I'm all about hydration right now. And it's the Pharmacy, which you know we love that Pharmacy brand. It's Pharmacy with an F.
Yes, it's so good. This is the Green Clean Cleanser that we love is this brand.
Yep. And so this is the Pharmacy. It's 10% niacinamide, which is good for redness. It's good for, and so in the summer, because of the heat, I feel like I can tend to get kind of red, but it's their smoothing and hydrating skincare face mask. And so it's not scented. It's supposed to balance oil and renew your skin's appearance for smooth, even-looking complexion. You can end your day right and activate. So you just put a thin layer of this over your skin and you sleep on it. You sleep in it at night. I mean, you don't have to. You could rinse it off. But I have been putting like every couple of days, I just do a thin layer and then I go to sleep and I just feel like it really helps keep my skin plumped up overnight. Like I wake up, I feel like it brightens it. I feel like, I know y'all are going to ask. So when I wash my face, I'll put on my Maya Chia Luxe oil. And then right before I go to bed, so several hours later, I'll put a thin layer of this on my face go to bed. And I just feel like my skin feels so good. Like after we'd been out at Hill Country Hyatt on Friday and it had been hot and the sunscreen and all the stuff, like I did that and I felt like I woke up and I was like, well, my skin feels like it had a great drink of water. So,
okay. And it has upcycled blueberry seed oil, which feels like a really on brand product for you.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah.
Or really on brand ingredient. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows. There's a big buzz right now about upcycled blueberry seed oil. So why not?
Why not? Absolutely. That looks delightful. I haven't explored a lot of other pharmacy products, but I look at when I go to Sephora and I always look in that section, mm-hmm. and it could become a dangerous habit, I feel like, but
100%. But this one is really good. If you need something just to kind of give your skin a little bit of a lift this summer, highly recommend.
Okay. Well done. Thank you for the skincare tips and the happy new outfits, which we always love a happy new outfit. And
of course,
for listen, socks. It's just a very versatile assortment today. So thank you very much.
What more could you really want? Well, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. I'm just here to serve.
Well, listen, y'all, we've had a whole thing the entire time we've been recording where we're super out of sync. So I can't wait to see how this one turns out. I mean,
it's made me afraid. I'm like, do I talk now? Do I wait to talk? When do I talk?
You have no idea how many times we've talked over each other, and it's because it's taken a while for our sound to transmit to the other person. So this is gonna be a real carnival when I edit this, and I've got to edit it tonight because we go out of town. So
yeah,
I'm up for the challenge. I can't say I'm excited about it, but we're gonna get through it. So.
Godspeed. Godspeed to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll be back next week with details about how much we've written. And it's going to be a lot, y'all. It's going to be a lot.
It really is. I feel real good about it.
Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.